Hello there. This is another episode of Sippin' Tea with Heather and Steven. It's, you know, this just little time we lock ourselves in a very small studio and we say, what kind of questions could we ask each other to make each other laugh? Because the point of this podcast is to bring joy. You were supposed to say that with me.
Yeah, I was going to, but I was looking for the word us, bring us, but you're right. Let's try that.
It was to bring us joy. Thank you.
Thanks for being. I like that.
We've done that for the last few episodes.
I'm the weaker partner. I'm like worried about you now. Is she going to say the word joy? Am I going to say it with her? Am I going to miss it? And now it's like performance anxiety.
I missed it. All right. So you have the first question this time.
I do. I've got something fun I want to talk to you about.
Okay.
I don't think the listener really knows this. You travel.
I do.
You do travel.
I do travel.
You know what? And I'm glad for that because I don't think Lansing, Michigan should be like captive to you. I think you should get out.
I think you should spread your wings. I think Lansing agrees with you.
And Lansing said yes.
Yes,
the
absolutely.
The voter poll says yes.
That's right.
So you get to travel, I'm glad for you that you get to do that.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of reasons why you travel, right?
Yes.
I mean, sometimes it's work related. Sometimes your daughter is out doing fantastic things with cheer.
National champion.
Multiple national champions. Just want to throw that in there.
Thank you for saying that because I say that and she kind of rolls her eyes.
No.
Really,
that's
Mom?
Actually
I'm like,
a big
oh,
deal.
No.
You know what? We're talking like if you knew when to watch her programs are on ESPN.
That's correct, yeah.
And I have seen some of the clips of them. And I'm like anybody on ESPN. So we're going to set that aside for just a second because I will revisit that.
Okay.
Who is the most interesting person you've run into lately while traveling?
Oh, okay. Well, can I kind of do two?
You may.
Okay.
Please do.
John Acuff. I ran down and like chased him down.
No, she's being serious.
I am. And it wasn't awkward at all for me.
I'm glad you said for me because I don't know what John Acuff's. If we could get John Acuff on the phone.
He would say she was crazy.
It was only uncomfortable for just the briefest second.
But I touched his arm because he was walking the wrong way.
You felt comfortable enough to touch John Acuff.
Afraid that he wasn't going to hear me if I said, are you John Acuff? He's one of my favorite Instagram guys. It was funny when my daughter found out that I met him. She was like, did you tell him you share his stuff every day? And I was like, no, I didn't. But he talks about goals and he talks about all kinds of other things. And I loved him. And he has a daughter who is a senior in high school. I have a senior in high school.
Nice.
We talked about that. I mean, so that was really cool, actually, just to meet him because I don't get to meet people like that. You know, it was in the airport when I was traveling. So that was one
cool
thing.
And you engaged him, though.
I did.
A conversation.
We did,
It wasn't like you just fangirled and got his autograph and you guys went about your day.
No.
Were you on the same flight together?
No, we weren't. Like,
but you
he
were
was
in the
headed.
Same airport.
Yeah. And I just said, I love how you are real. He talks about, he's a runner and he talks multiple times a month about how he doesn't want to run.
Wow.
Like, he's like, I don't love running.
Wow.
I need to run because I need to take care of myself.
Yes.
But I don't love to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and go running.
Right.
And I love that because I think that we look at so many people on social media and they're like, look, I just ran 7 miles and I look amazing. I've done a half marathon. I can show you pictures. I did not look amazing after that. Okay. Like, that's a lot of hard work.
Did you feel amazing after that?
No, I didn't. My 40-year-old body. He was like, never again. Don't
what
do
you
it.
Thinking?
Why could you ever do this
That's
to us?
Hilarious.
But so yeah, I love the fact that he's really real and he's really open about that. I would say the other person that I recently met and we were on a flight together was a 73-year-old woman.
Wow.
And she hadn't flown
ever
since like the 90s.
Oh, I was like, since the turboprops.
Since the Wright brothers? No. No, but
she had to get a seat from Wilbur. Or was it Orville? I'm not sure.
So she and I got talking and she asked me what I was traveling for. And I said, well, I work for, you know, a nonprofit and I'm in Christian radio. And she goes, oh, I used to do radio. And I said, really? And she said, yeah. And she said that she actually worked for like an NPR PBS station.
Oh, okay.
And so she knew about fundraising, which is something that I do quite a bit.
And you're very proficient at it.
Thank you. And so we talked a little bit about that, but then she was like, yeah, I retired from that and I decided I wanted to do something else. And I was like, really? Okay. And she said, I became an EMT.
Get out of town.
And I looked at her like, Seriously?
Wow.
No, I don't. I think she's been doing it maybe for like 10 years or something, okay. But she still does it at 73.
That's great.
And I said, why? Why did you do that? And she said, because I wanted to be there with someone when they were going through a difficult time.
Wow. What a ministry of presence.
I was just like, I couldn't, and I love EMTs, and I've had great, one of my nieces is an EMT. I couldn't do it, but just that's her reasoning, wanting to be there to comfort someone. Cause I said, what do you do? And she said, well, usually the younger guy who she's with is working right on them. And she's like, why don't you tell me about your husband? Why don't you tell me about your grandkids? And what did you, you know? And so like, that's exactly what you need.
Yeah.
In that moment when you're like scared out of your mind, because
absolutely,
something's happening and you're being taken off in an ambulance,
yeah,
you know?
A soothing voice, a soothing presence,
yeah,
somebody who you can like, they can emote over you.
Right.
So you can adopt some of those emotions instead of being just freaked out.
Yes.
Because, you know, you're in that position right to be in an ambulance. That's amazing.
I know. And so she needed to get to her connecting flight, mm-hmm, and we were in a very large airport and she was quite uncomfortable. I could tell when we got off the plane. And I said, well, I'm going to the same terminal. I can help get you there. And it was like one of those, I think it was Atlanta, where you had to like, in Atlanta, there's a bunch of different concourses. You have right to go down a big escalator, yeah, get on a tram, and then go up. And
yes,
it's just a lot. Like,
yeah,
it's, and there's a lot of people. I
right
mean, it's very overwhelming. And so I helped her get to her terminal. Then she could get to her gate. And she stopped me and she held my hand and she said, you know, God really does have a way of putting the right people in the aww place that you need them to be. And I was like, oh, because I mean, to me, I was like, I was going anyways, like we could just go together,
yeah,
you know, but it was a very special, very special flight. And we didn't talk the whole time. But I just love too that like, I want to be the type of person that when I retire, if I retire from radio, we'll ever see how that happens. But like, I don't want it to just be, oh, I'm done.
Right.
Like, I feel like there's a lot of things that I could do to help other people or invest in other people. And I saw some of my, like, my grandparents all retired. And mm-hmm then I felt like there were times they struggled with that retirement, mm-hmm, with what to do in that.
Sure.
And I was like, one of my grandpas, he was an amazing fisherman.
Okay.
I was like, go teach some kids how to fish.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? My grandma, she tried to teach me how to crochet, but she could have done that. Like, she could have taught other people how to crochet.
Sure.
And so I think I want to be that type of person where I'm like, this isn't it. I'm not done.
Right.
I want to be able to give back and use some of the skills that I've got in my 60s and 70s to really help someone. And she modeled that in that conversation for
that's
me.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, like, had I known your grandpa, I'd have been like, hey, I'm not really into fishing, but learning how to tie a lure or something like that. That, I mean, it's kind of like Fishing Co, you
right
know, like it exists near that. Because
mm-hmm
I really don't have the patience
right
to be the fisherman, but
yeah,
could I learn more about it? Yeah, there's always something interesting.
For sure.
And to watch how these guys choose the right feather or the mm-hmm right weight, and then the way they tie it. I mean, it's almost a science, but it's a combination of science and art to me.
Right.
And I think that's so cool. But I think it's also so cool that I agree with your friend, your 72-year-old EMT friend.
Yeah.
I really believe that there are no such things as accidents,
yeah,
when we're brought together with other people.
Yeah,
I think God
sure
uses that for both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I love that story.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you to your EMTs. And thank you to all EMTs that might mm-hmm be tuned into this and listening.
That's
thank
right
you for the work you do.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're, I mean, even in tough situations, they are a calming presence.
They
many
are
of them are.
They are,
so
for
I
sure
like that a lot.
Yeah.
So I'm also going to offer you two, only because,
awesome,
and honestly, I thought of the second one popped into my mind because would you classify that both of yours were positive experiences?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
See, one of mine was a very bad one.
Oh no. No.
I don't know how much I can talk about a specific name.
Okay.
Because it is a name that is immediately recognized.
Oh, okay.
And this is a character on ESPN Sports Center.
Okay.
And so once upon a time in my life, I traveled a lot more
uh-huh
than I do now. And I'm very sedentary and I like that. I live near Chicago and I
right
could go places, but I don't.
Yeah.
And if I'm going places, I like to drive. Listen to an earlier episode for details on that. I like to drive. But anyway, so I'm in this airport and I'm standing behind this guy and I'm not always great with voices, but this guy's voice is so obvious.
Okay.
then I'm like, I know that's him.
Right.
I know that's, and I'm hearing his conversation between him and the agent, and I'm in line. So, and this is pre-COVID.
Okay.
So I'm obviously within his 6-foot bubble.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Right.
But I'm listening to this. He gets done with the ticket agent, turns around. I'm like, hey, are you? And he looks at me and he goes, no. And I was like, what? I mean, yeah. I mean, I watch sports. I fall asleep to SportsCenter. You're like the face of SportsCenter right now. You're it. You're the guy. Mm-hmm. And he was like, no, have you ever? No, I'm not him. And I was like, okay. And he walks off. And I was like, well, it must not have been him. And then he turns around and gives me the look. It's him. And he keeps going. Like, he just wanted to extricate himself from that situation. And he knew that as I was engaging with the ticket agent, I wasn't going to follow him down the concourse to get an autograph.
Oh.
Pretty funny stuff. Yeah. I it made me a little sad to watch sports.
Then you were like, I'm not watching you anymore.
I am because I love sports. So just doing it begrudgingly now. That's no longer my favorite.
You know, what does it take, though, to just be hey, can we get a picture? Even with John Acuff, like, I would have been, because I was like, hey, can I get a picture? And he was so gracious, but like, he didn't have to talk to me, but he did.
Yes.
And it didn't take that much time. It was a very good experience. And now you kind of have a bad taste in your mouth because of this guy.
Yeah. And you know what? I had decided in that airport as I was sitting in the terminal area waiting for my flight to get ready. Mm-hmm. I said to myself, anytime I talk travel stories, I name the guy when it's just one-on-one.
No, right. We're not going to put that out there.
We're not going to put that out there. We don't need that kind of energy to our podcast.
No.
But if I were you one-on-one and you were to come up to me and go, did you really have... I'd be like, yeah, that dude... Yeah,
that was the
bad
guy.
Experience. And I know it was him, and he admitted to it after he got far enough away from me. And I was like, whatever. Here's the positive side of the coin.
Yeah.
And this happened probably 2 years ago, maybe.
Okay.
And 3 years ago, I had been at an event that was Shine influenced. It was a Shine event.
Uh-huh.
And Micah Tyler was the premier person. Our Micah Tyler, the one that we're talking about, you know, and Shine all the time. And he's done other events for us. And he and I crossed paths in a little town in northern Indiana.
Wow.
And he was at an event co-sponsored by Shine. And I just took a few moments to visit with him. Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. Then we ended up at a conference and crossed paths at a conference for, I don't remember, religious broadcasters or just industry, mm-hmm. something that we all go to, but it was my turn to go to. And, and so I'm sure you've attended hundreds of these.
Yeah.
You forget the titles of them. I was at one.
Yeah.
And I crossed paths with him. And he was like, hey, didn't we meet in Indiana last year? And I was like, dude, you're my hero. You are the man. There is no reason for the Micah Tyler to remember me.
Yeah,
okay?
Right.
So we go our separate ways at this conference. I don't see him for the next 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
Coming back, I'm in the airport, and I look up, and walking up the concourse is Micah Tyler.
Wow.
I kid you not. And I go, Micah Tyler, just like, and I don't know why he used a Southern accent. I don't know how it popped out.
Because he's Southern.
Because he's Southern. And so I yelled it, and he had a hat on, and he was trying to be, but he got the biggest smile. He walked right over to me, called me by my first name.
That's amazing.
And I was like, dude, you have restored my faith in humanity and mass transit. And I love this experience. So we get into this little conversation. I like, I'm going to be sensitive of your time. He's like, I got more than enough time.
Aww.
He was like, he was so, so great. He was like, who else did you get to spend some time with at this conference? And I was like, well, I didn't get to, you know, and he was like, oh, that person's in the airport. Do you want to go find them? They're friends of mine. That person's in the airport still. Come on, let's go. And he starts texting these people.
What?
Are you still in the terminal? And both of them had just gotten on the plane.
And
he was like, dude, brother, I'm so sorry, because it would have been a blast to watch you meet these people. And he was like, I'm looking forward to the next time we bump into each other. And I truly believe he meant that.
Yeah, I think so too.
I really do.
He's a very genuine guy.
He's a very genuine guy.
Yeah.
And I think you can sense that in the songs that he writes, the way
I think
he composes his music.
Yeah.
It's very thought-provoking and it's very sincere. And it's always, I mean, he's sharing a part of his testimony.
For sure.
In the music that he produces.
Yeah.
So I'll end that with a good note. How about
that's
that?
That's good. That's good. Yeah. So I have the next question, and this is going to be kind of funny because we have another listener question.
Oh. I'm so fond of listener questions. I can hardly wait for you to ask it now. Look how excited. I turned into an 8-year-old who knows too much. Me.
It's from Dan Baker again.
The DB. The defensive back, Dan Baker.
So if you would like us to answer a question that's not from Dan Baker, just email me, Heather.
I gotta tell you, Dan Baker's winning the question pool, though. He comes out with some good
ones. That's true. So this is the question from Dan Baker. Can you give Dan Baker a shout out again?
The Dan Baker. Yeah. Hey, Dan Baker.
Yeah. If you could have an endless supply of any food and any calories from that food won't affect you, what food would it be?
Oh, I don't have to think long about this.
So he actually had an answer for you.
Oh, he's going to suggest, a food that I would say yes to? Oh, so he thinks he knows that DB knows me well enough to say, I think it's this.
From former podcasts. He says, who's your spy?
Ooh, well now, he wouldn't be far off. See, I was thinking, I have categories.
Okay.
And so before I answer, I'm just going to say he's not wrong, but that would be the category of dessert.
Okay. No, but he's just saying one.
Okay. I know that.
An endless supply of one food.
Okay. I know that. But what I'm saying is if we're talking desserts, DB would, the Dan Baker would be correct.
Who's your pie?
Yeah. Who's your sugar cream pie? He'd be right.
Right.
But if it were food, boom, that's the category.
Yeah.
I am a huge, crazy fan of delicious pizza.
Seriously?
Oh, my stars.
That's what it is going to be for
you? It's going to be. If you said to me, hey, only eat one slice of that pizza because I got sugar cream pie. And I'm like, well, this is it's the perfect pizza. I'm going to eat a second slice of pizza instead of dessert. Yeah, I don't know if it's happened because I'm on the path of being pre-diabetic again instead of being classified as a diabetic.
Okay.
So I've done some work to not be in that classification anymore. Sweets don't hold as much of a power over me. I don't give in to them as easily anymore. Okay. In fact, for a while, till I could get it out of my system, I'd given up sugar, you know, intentional sugar, meaning desserts, cookies, sugar in my coffee for a very long time. Mm-hmm. And now I'm allowing myself one a week.
Oh, okay.
And that may be too much, to be honest with you. And so I'm kind of evaluating how that works with my chemistry. Mm-hmm. But DB, the Dan Baker, guest star.
Love this FNC podcast.
Question extraordinaire developer. I'm going to go pizza. Okay. I'm going to zag. I'm going to go pizza. So now are you going to do like I did and answer via classification or are you going to pick just the food?
No, I think I'm going to pick a food and it might surprise you actually. You going to take a guess? Do you think you know me well?
I think I know you well. But I don't know if it's a particular type of food or if it's a particular, like I said, pizza.
Right.
And pizza could be almost, at this point, anything.
True.
Breakfast pizza? Oh, yeah.
Dessert pizza?
I've met some really nice breakfast pizzas that I would not.
I've met some really nice breakfast pizza.
I would not turn away from. Dessert pizza is definitely a category.
Right.
So now I'm engaged. Hit me. Prime rib.
I mean, come on. Like, if you're going to eat a food.
Oh, my stars.
And it's going to come like, you know.
I'm clicking my mouth.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever made prime rib yourself?
Oh, no. Can you? No.
Okay. So when I lived in Kalamazoo on that west side of the state and I worked for a Christian radio station there, we had a butcher. Okay. Mm-hmm. A butcher who was a supporter of the station.
Oh, yeah.
And I would go in there and I would be like, can I get, you know, some steaks or can I get, and he was like, well, you should try prime rib. And I was like, yes, sir, I should. And he would get me a little, I mean, I would pay for it, obviously, and it's quite expensive.
Oh, yes.
And it was then. And he would season it and he would say, you're going to put this in the oven for like 20 minutes at 500 and then you're just going to let it sit in there for an hour. And he said, you want it pretty medium? And I was like, yes, sir, I do. And I've done prime it was during COVID. I did prime rib for Easter because I was like, we need to celebrate because we can't be with family and we, you know, whatever. So yeah, it would have to be prime rib for me. Now I love a lot of sweets, but I can't imagine going, I would sacrifice this. I'd have this every day but prime rib. Oh, for sure.
Yeah. See, and one of the things that I did recently, I gave up red meat.
I'm sorry.
And so, just last week, I had a cheeseburger for the first time
that you
in six
made.
Or 7 weeks that I made. And dude, it was so delicious. I'm surprised I didn't like nibble my own fingertips off.
You're like,
I forgot how yummy
it is.
And this was ground chuck. This wasn't just like ground beef.
No, but still.
It was, we used premium stuff that I found. And it was like pub style burger. It was oversized and it was thick. And so I not only did I pan fry them in a cast iron skillet, I had to bake them a little bit to make sure they reached the correct doneness on the inside. Oh yeah, I did.
Did Angela love it as much as you did?
I don't know that she did because she has not given up beef. So when it's you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so when you give
up
something and you have it again, you're like, how did I manage to give this up? But you know what? Prime rib is my favorite cut of steak. And if I'm at an elegant steak joint, which I've been known to visit in my history, I will request an end cut prime rib.
Ooh.
And that's got on one side all of that seasoning that you were referring to.
Yes.
And it's so stinking
so good.
How I know that it must be bad for you, it's in direct proportion to how delicious it is.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's that prime rib is just stinking delicious.
Because you're not like, oh, I love broccoli. It's so amazing.
Yeah,
No. Unless you put a lot of butter on it.
And cheese.
Right, exactly. Yeah. No, but prime rib.
Just rub that bad boy and then bake it. Oh, I am down.
I'm going to have to make that for you guys.
You have hit a nerve for me.
Yeah,
I'm really bothered by the fact that you're enjoying beef so easily.
I'm not.
No, I'm not really bothered. I've added a lot of fish to my diet.
That's good.
And if you're listening to this podcast and you're wondering, why does he sound sad? I refer you back to my last full sentence. I've added a lot of fish to my diet.
A lot of fish.
I tease another friend of ours in the office. I tease both Gary and John about this. And I'm like, so they tell you if you change your diet, you add so many years to your life. Mm-hmm. And I look at the guys and I'm like, are you adding years to your life? Or does it feel like you're adding years to your life because you're so miserable? Those last few years.
That's horrible.
Because there's no joy in food. And they're like, does it really matter at the end of the day? It's kind of a toss-up. And I'm like, I think so.
This has been Sippin' Tea with Heather and Steven. If you would like us to answer a question, email me, Heather@shine.fm.